When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the dim light of the setting sun, the edges of the desert town blurred into the sprawling, desolate sands beyond. Alex, with his penchant for the hidden crevices of the world, found himself wandering the outskirts of this forgotten place where the wind whispered secrets of ages past. It wasn't one such whispered hint that fate led Alex to the doorstep of an ancient, dilapidated bookshop that seemed to lean heavily against the sands of time, as if in a silent battle for survival. The shop, Sands of Time, was a cluttered haven of old maps, dusty tomes, and artifacts that smelled of adventure. Its keeper, an elderly man with eyes like polished agate, watched quietly as Alex explored. Amidst a pile of maps that spoke of lost cities and buried treasures, one peculiar parchment caught his eye. It was older than the rest, its edges frayed, with ink that shimmered oddly in the fading light. "This map leads to a place no man has seen for centuries," the shopkeeper said, his voice a raspy whisper that seemed to blend with the desert wind. "A treasure beyond gold, they say, but cursed with a darkness that swallows the light." Intrigued and undeterred by the ominous warning, Alex purchased the map without a second thought. The thrill of the unknown called to him, a siren song that promised the adventure of a lifetime. Or a descent into madness. As he unfolded the map under the first stars of the evening, a chill ran down his spine, not from the desert cold, but from the realization that his life was about to change in ways he could never have imagined. The map was a masterpiece of ancient cartography, its lines and symbols hinting at a civilization long forgotten. It depicted a route that led deep into the heart of the desert, to a place marked only by an enigmatic symbol that pulsed with a dark allure. Alex's fingers traced the path, a mix of excitement and apprehension building within him. The desert at night seemed to echo his heartbeat, a rhythmic thumping that grew louder as he decided to embark on this journey at dawn. That night, as Alex prepared his supplies under the watchful gaze of a crescent moon, the desert whispered warnings through the rustling sands. But Alex, driven by curiosity and the lure of the unknown, chose to ignore them. The map lay rolled up beside his backpack, an invitation to the unknown that Alex could not resist. As dawn painted the sky with hues of fire and gold, Alex set out into the desert, the map his only guide. The journey began under a promising light, but as the sun climbed higher, casting long shadows over the shifting sands, a sense of unease began to take root in Alex's heart. The desert, vast and unchanging, seemed to watch him with a thousand unseen eyes, and the wind carried whispers that were not just the echoes of the past. The sun was at its zenith when Alex first noticed the anomalies. Shadows moved against the logic of the sun, elongating and retracting like the breath of the desert. He stopped, surveying the endless dunes, and for a moment the vast expanse before him flickered, revealing glimpses of a sprawling city made of sandstone, only to vanish as quickly as it appeared. Shaking his head, Alex attributed the vision to the heat and exhaustion. Yet, the seed of unease planted in his mind began to sprout tendrils of doubt. As he continued, the compass he'd brought along, a modern counterpart to the ancient map, began to spin erratically. The needle, once steadfast in its purpose, now danced like a leaf caught in a tempest, pointing to a north that shifted with each step. The map, however, remained unchanged, its mysterious symbols glowing faintly under the harsh sunlight, guiding him unerringly towards a destination that seemed to pull at his very soul. The further Alex traveled, the more the desert seemed to come alive. The wind carried voices, soft and melodic, that spoke in tongues long lost to the sands of time. They beckoned him, urging him forward with promises of wonders unseen. At times, the sands beneath his feet would ripple and shift, not with the natural movement of the dunes, but as if something stirred beneath, watching, waiting. It was on the third day as the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in shades of blood and gold, that Alex witnessed the most chilling phenomenon yet. A figure appeared in the distance, standing atop a dune, silhouetted against the dying light. It was motionless, a sentinel watching his progress. Blinking, Alex looked again, but the figure was gone, as if it had been nothing more than a mirage. Yet the feeling of being observed remained, a gaze that pierced the veil of solitude enveloping him. That night, as Alex camped under a blanket of stars, the boundary between dream and reality began to blur. He dreamed of walking through the ruins of an ancient city, its buildings and streets untouched by time. The air was thick with a sense of anticipation, as if the city itself was awaiting his arrival. And then, from the shadows, eyes gleamed with an otherworldly light, watching his every move. Awakening with a start, Alex found the desert silent around him, the dream fading but leaving behind a residue of fear and wonder. The map lay beside him, its path leading him ever onwards, deeper into the heart of the mystery. With the first light of dawn, Alex continued his journey, drawn by the lure of the unknown and the promise of discovery, even as the desert whispered warnings of the darkness that lay ahead. The days bled into one another under the desert sun, each one a mirror of the last, yet filled with an increasing sense of otherness that Alex could neither dismiss nor fully understand. The map, his constant companion, seemed to pulse with a life of its own, its path unerring, its destination drawing closer with each step. The desert landscape, once monotonous in its endless dunes, now revealed anomalies that defied logical explanation. A rock formation that resembled a petrified forest, sand that whispered his name, a fleeting scent of jasmine in the airless expanse. It was on the fifth day, when the sun hung low and the shadows stretched long across the sand, that Alex stumbled upon the ruins. They rose from the desert floor like the bones of some forgotten beast, sandstone structures worn by time, yet unmistakably man-made, arranged in a pattern that spoke of intention and design. The map led him to the heart of the ruins, where a structure larger than the rest sat, its entrance a dark maw that promised answers and, perhaps, the treasure he sought. The air around the ruins was charged, a static hum that made the hairs on Alex's arms stand on end. The silence was absolute, a heavy cloak that smothered the natural sounds of the desert. As he approached the central structure, the ground beneath his feet began to vibrate, with a low rumble that grew in intensity, a heartbeat awakening from a deep slumber. The entrance to the structure was framed by pillars that bore strange, intricate carvings, symbols that resonated with the ones on his map, yet were alien in their complexity. Stepping into the shadow of the entrance, Alex felt a sudden drop in temperature, a chill that seeped into his bones and made his breath visible in the air. Inside, the darkness was complete, a void that swallowed the weak beam of his flashlight. Yet, as his eyes adjusted, faint glimmers of light became visible, luminescent markings that traced the walls and floor, leading deeper into the structure. With each step, the air grew colder, in the sense of being watched, which had been a constant companion since his first night in the desert, intensified. The passage led to a vast chamber, where the light converged to illuminate a central figure. It was a statue, carved from a stone that seemed to absorb the light around it, depicting a being neither human nor animal, with elongated limbs and a face that was a mere suggestion of features. Around the base of the statue were offerings, objects that gleamed with an inner light, untouched by time. As Alex approached, drawn by a mix of fear and fascination, the ground beneath the statue began to shift, revealing a lower chamber. It was then that he realized the treasure the map spoke of was not gold or jewels, but knowledge, a legacy of a civilization that had mastered the art of bending the very fabric of reality. The realization was a shock, a paradigm shift that left him reeling. But before he could process the implications, a shadow detached itself from the darkness, taking on a form that was both familiar and utterly alien. It was the being he had seen atop the dune, the watcher in the night, now standing before him in the flesh, its eyes glowing with an otherworldly light. The being before Alex was a tapestry of shadows, its form shifting and undulating as if woven from the night itself. Its eyes, two luminescent orbs, fixed on him with an intensity that seemed to peer into the very depths of his soul. The air around it vibrated with a low hum, a sound that resonated within Alex's chest, filling him with a dread and awe that rooted him to the spot. "You have journeyed far, Seeker," it spoke, its voice a chorus of whispers that echoed off the ancient walls. The language was unfamiliar, yet Alex understood each word with a clarity that bypassed his ears, resonating directly within his mind. The being moved closer, its form becoming more defined, a creature of elegance and horror, with limbs too long to belong to any creature of the earth, and a face that was a shifting mask of possibilities. "You seek the treasure of the ancients, but what you find is far greater. The knowledge of the cosmos. The secrets of the void." Alex, overwhelmed by the presence of the being and the weight of its words, found his voice. "What are you? What is this place?" The being's form shimmered, its outline blurring and reforming. "We are the guardians of the threshold, the keepers of the gate between worlds. This place is a nexus, a point of convergence for the energies of the universe. It was built by those who came before, who understood the fabric of reality and sought to master it." The room around them seemed to expand, the walls stretching into infinity, revealing a sky filled with stars that Alex had never seen. He realized he was no longer within the confines of the ruin, but somewhere else entirely. A space between spaces, where the rules of the world he knew did not apply. "The treasure you seek cannot be taken, only understood. It is the gift of perspective. The understanding that the universe is vast and filled with wonders beyond comprehension." The being continued, its eyes locking onto Alex's with an intensity that held him captive. As the being spoke, visions flashed before Alex's eyes. Galaxies spinning into creation, worlds teeming with life beyond imagination, and the dark spaces in between, filled with entities that defied understanding. He saw the rise and fall of civilizations, the ebb and flow of cosmic tides, and through it all, the thread of consciousness that connected all things. The encounter reached its zenith as the being extended a limb towards Alex, its touch a cascade of sensations that filled him with a profound sense of unity and terror. In that moment, he understood the true nature of the treasure, the knowledge that humanity was not alone, that the universe was alive with beings and intelligences so vast and alien that to comprehend them was to touch the edge of madness. And then, as suddenly as it had begun, the vision receded. Alex found himself back in the chamber, the being gone, leaving only the echo of its words and the weight of the knowledge it had imparted. He was alone, but he was no longer the same man who had entered the desert in search of treasure. He had found something far greater and more terrifying. The truth of existence itself. As the echoes of the being's departure faded into silence, Alex was left standing in the dimly lit chamber, the weight of the knowledge he had gained pressing down on him. The realization that the universe was far more vast and complex than he could have ever imagined was both exhilarating and terrifying. The ancient ruins, once a symbol of adventure and discovery, now felt like a prison. The air thick with the residue of truths too vast to fully comprehend. With a sense of urgency born of a desire to return to the familiar, to distance himself from the revelations that threatened to unravel the fabric of his reality, Alex turned away from the statue and the offerings that glimmered in the semi-darkness. The passage that had led him to the chamber now seemed to stretch on endlessly, the walls closing in around him as he hurried through the darkness. The luminescent markings that had guided him inward were dimmer now, their light fading with each step he took towards the exit. The air grew warmer, the chill that had permeated the ruins dissipating as he moved closer to the surface. The sense of being watched, which had been a constant presence since his arrival in the desert, had vanished, leaving behind a silence that was oppressive in its totality. Emerging from the ruins, Alex was greeted by the harsh light of the desert sun, its rays a stark contrast to the shadows he had left behind. The ruins themselves seemed to have shifted, their outlines blurred and indistinct in the daylight, as if they were part of a dream that was quickly fading from memory. The journey back to civilization was a blur, a relentless push through the desert sands that seemed to stretch on interminably. The map, once a precious guide, now lay forgotten at the bottom of his pack, its secrets rendered insignificant by the vastness of the knowledge he had acquired. The desert, with its shifting sands and whispering winds, no longer felt like a place of mystery and adventure, but a vast, indifferent expanse that concealed truths too profound for the human mind to grasp. As the lights of civilization appeared on the horizon, a sense of relief washed over Alex, tempered by the knowledge that the world he was returning to was not the same one he had left behind. The encounter in the ruins had changed him, had opened his eyes to the existence of realities beyond his understanding. The challenge now was to find a way to live with the knowledge he had gained, to integrate it into his understanding of the world without being consumed by it. The final leg of his journey was a reflection on the nature of discovery and the human desire to explore the unknown. For Alex, the adventure had begun as a quest for treasure, for something tangible he could hold in his hands. But what he found was far more valuable and far more elusive. The understanding that the universe is a place of infinite mystery and wonder, and that humanity's place within it is both insignificant and profoundly important. As he stepped back into the world of the familiar, the desert and the ruins receded into the background, but the knowledge he had gained remained, a beacon and a burden that would forever shape his journey through life. Epilogue. The desert had offered Alex a glimpse into the infinite, a peek behind the cosmic curtain where the rules of existence were written in the language of stars and void. Returning to the familiar confines of his world, he found that the most profound discoveries were not marked by the finding of ancient ruins or the encounters with beings from beyond, but in the journey within, the exploration of the human spirit's capacity to wonder, to fear, and ultimately, to understand. In the weeks and months that followed his return, Alex struggled with the duality of his experience. On one hand, the everyday life continued, marked by the mundane. Streets bustling with people, the skyscrapers towering over, the constant flow of time in a world oblivious to the mysteries that lay hidden in its shadows. On the other hand, the knowledge he had gained in the desert haunted him, a constant reminder of the vastness of the unknown that lay just beyond the veil of reality. Alex's story, shared with a few, met with skepticism and disbelief. The world was not ready, it seemed, for the truths he had uncovered. And so he turned to writing, to the art of storytelling, as a means to bridge the gap between his experiences and the understanding of others. The story of his journey became a metaphor, a vehicle for conveying the deeper truths about our existence in the universe, a universe far more complex and wondrous than we could ever imagine. In his writings, Alex explored the nature of adventure and discovery, not as the pursuit of physical treasures, but as the quest for understanding. He wrote of the desert not just as a place of sand and sun, but as a symbol of the vast, uncharted territories of knowledge that await us, should we dare to venture beyond the comfortable confines of our beliefs. The essence of his message was simple yet profound. The greatest treasure lies not in the material we might find, or the accolades we might receive, but in the expansion of our minds and spirits. It is in the courage to confront the unknown, to question the nature of reality, and to embrace the mysteries of existence that we find our truest selves. As the story of Alex's encounter in the desert found its audience, it ignited a spark of curiosity and wonder in those who read it. For some, it was a tale of adventure and the supernatural. For others, it became a reflection on the human condition, on our insatiable desire to know the unknown, and on the beauty and terror of what we might find when we dare to look beyond the horizon. In the end, Alex realized that his journey had not ended with his return to civilization, but had merely transformed. The desert, with its ancient ruins and its otherworldly guardian, had been but a doorway to a greater adventure. The adventure of understanding our place in the cosmos, and in sharing his story, he offered a map to those who would follow, not to a treasure buried in the sand, but to the greater treasure that lies in the quest itself. Thank you for listening to tonight's episode of Clancy Pasta. Let me know what you thought of tonight's episode in the comments below. Give the video a like, subscribe, or follow for more. And let me know in the comments below if you have any ideas for the next episode. Huge thanks to all of my patrons and YouTube members. And I will talk to you all very soon. Have a great night, everyone. Cheers.